WHDD presents Susan Says.
The great man theory is defined thusly. The great man is a 19th century idea according to which history can be largely explained by the impact of great men or heroes, highly influential individuals who, due to either their personal charisma, intelligence, wisdom, or political skill, use their power in a way that had a decisive historical impact, like Churchill, FDR, of course, Lincoln. Now we have the opposite, the non-great, or terrible, or horrible, or dictator wannabe man, all over the world and here at home, Donald J. Trump. What one awful, crooked, sick, narcissistic jerk can do to a country and a world? Where to start? Well, this week, we could start with the rally where he mocked the accuser of Kavanaugh, Dr. Ford, right up with when he mocked the disabled reporter and they're yelling, lock her up. You see how he poisons the conversation right there? These white men behind his back, raising their fists in agreement and laughing. This is the president of the United States, this petty, ugly divider, not great. Or should we go to the New York Times expose of how he and his family screwed us and the country all his life with tax fraud, passed on wealth to this spoiled rich brat who never earned a real dollar, but was bailed out by his father, and then he tried to screw the old man at his death by changing the will, not great. All over the world, the Duartes, the Erdogans, the Boris Johnsons are trying to get control. These non-great, awful, disgusting leaders, these wannabe dictators, we are living in horrendous times. This week, we found out Judge Kavanaugh's ratings were changed, lowered in 2006 by the Bar Association. A frat boy mentality, a partisan, a real piece of male testosterone gone amok is about to be confirmed to the Supreme Court. The court must be shaking at the thought. The quote, unquote, FBI investigation was a total phony sham. And now, don't forget the new reports of the child separation policy, how they were totally unprepared, and how they treated these children in cages. Yes, think of that. All of this comes because we don't have a great man, we have a horrible man. And the horrible men and women supporting this phony need to wake up and acknowledge it. This 54% of Republicans who don't care if Kavanaugh assaulted the woman or not. Even deranged Donnie's signature is phony. He used to sign checks like a normal person. Now it's a peon to erection, all these high swoops and dips that look like a maniac out of control. This is one of the worst weeks in our history, America. We are in decline. Where are the great men and women? I'd settle for even a good one next time around.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.